Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and welcome to the Sports Fiend Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and I'm with my sidekick, Arvez Owens. Man, what up, man?
Not much. Ready to talk about this.
Man, you know where we headed, man? To the NFC East. Man, we're going to break down the NFL. We're going to continue our NFL preview. Breakdown in NFL. We're going to talk about Bradleyville and John Wall and just continue our NFL breakdown. Now we're about to head to the NFC East. And, man, NFC East used to be the best conference in all of football. People used to talk about, you had Donovan McNabb, you had the Giants, you had the Redskins, and you had the Cowboys. I mean, hands down, probably one of the greatest eras in the early 2000s, one of the best divisions in football. Just a really good division. And now, not all so great. So, man, we're going to start with the Philadelphia Eagles, man. Now, you know, Chip Kelly came down there, sent everybody away, thought he could install his system, play as he liked. Guess what? They sent Chip Kelly away. Now, the Eagles are in rebuild mode, and I mean true rebuild mode. New coach, no wide receivers, because they got rid of two of the best ones where they lost Jeremy McLaughlin, and they traded Deshaun Jackson because guess what? Chip Kelly didn't like him. Guess what? Chip Kelly ain't there no more. So, man, break down the Eagles, man. Come on, talk to me about these Eagles.
I mean, you said it like you already said it. The Eagles tried Chip Kelly. It didn't work out. They let a lot of their talent go because he didn't get along with him. He said the attitude was bad. They let it go. LeSean McCoy, they let it go. Jackson, Macklin went with free agency. And it kind of left the cover bare. I mean, they got a couple decent players on their team now. I mean, looking at players like Fletcher Cox, Jordan Matthews is the only wide receiver I say that is at least a decent wide receiver. They still got Darren Sproles. He's pretty good. But, man, other than that, it's going to be tough for Philly. You got Sam Bradford, quarterback, injury prone. Sam Bradford plays good sometimes, but he's injury prone a lot. You got Carson Weiss, whatever his name is. He a rookie this year. I don't think he's going to see that much playing time. So, I mean, it's a lot of holes. Literally, they are in rebuilding mode. So, Philadelphia, I just don't see them really doing too much this year. I had a couple little pieces rolling around them, but I just don't see Philadelphia doing anything. I mean, I just don't see it. What you think?
I mean, they added Green Beckham, who they traded with from the Titans for offensive lineman. But yeah, Jordan Matthews and Green Beckham. I mean, the Eagles really felt that they really didn't have a starting wide receiver. They had a good slot wide receiver, but they still don't know who they're starting. They got a young coach, you know, he's still figuring it out. Patterson, whatever, however you want to say his name. He's Doug Patterson. He's still trying to figure it out as a head coach, first time head coach. They really messed themselves over bringing Chip Kelly there. In all honesty, they really, when they got rid of Shady McCoy and they got rid of Deshaun Jackson, and then you didn't keep the coach that did that, and see what he could build, and you just feel like he just left the cover square there. He got rid of your best players only because he didn't like them, because they had a mouth on him, and he wanted to be the leader of all leaders, the dictator. And NFL, man, a locker room is like a democracy. Yeah, the coach is the coach, but the coach has to bend a little bit, and the players have to lead a little bit, but the players got to bend a little bit too. It has to be synergy. And in Philly, they didn't have no synergy with Chip Kelly. It was Chip Kelly way at a highway, and now look at you. You're in full rebuild mode. You may win three games this season. Sam Bradford's your best bet, and he always injured. So, I mean, the Eagles, nah, Vance, I don't see them doing anything, man.
I just think with Chip Kelly, you know, he tried to make it that college atmosphere. Like you say, you the top dog. The coach is the main man in college. The players don't have any voice. And NFL is different, though, like you said. It's different. And then he tried to get a bunch of his old players from Oregon, see if their talent. Sometimes their talent don't transfer. Just because you're good in college don't mean you're going to be that good in the pro. And he thought he betted on his players. And his players lost him his job. He got fired behind it. So I just think, though, man, you know, like I said, they got a couple decent pieces. Nothing to move the needle. I mean, like you say, maybe 3-4 games, maybe 5 at the most. I see Philadelphia winning this year, 5 games.
Man, all right. Lance, we got to move on, man. We got to move on. We got to head to New York. New York! And then, hey, Odell Beckham, Eli Manning, Eli Apple, and his mom, and Victor Cruz. Vance, are we going to get Victor Cruz? Are we going to get a little softer back in the NFL, or are we done with Victor Cruz? Because we ain't heard from Victor Cruz since he got injured last year. And when he got injured, he had that side chick situation that blew up all on social media. That got him in a lot of trouble with his women. And we ain't heard from Victor Cruz in a long time, man. Are we going to get the salsa back in the end zone?
Oh, no. Victor Cruz really hadn't done nothing in the last 2 years. I mean, yeah, he's been injury prone the last 2 years. But before then, he had a couple of productive years. If they get Victor Cruz going with Odell Beckham, and look out for Sterling Shepard. Sterling Shepard's a good wide receiver, too. Reminds you of Victor Cruz or Odell Beckham, because they all, to me, in the same mode of player. But then you got to worry about Eli. Eli has been throwing a lot of interceptions these last couple of years. If Eli can keep the interceptions down, and Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz can play up to their ability, I think they have a good offense. They still missing on running back. I mean, the Giants hadn't had a running game since the early 90s to me. So I just don't see – I need for them to have a consistent running game, Rashad Jennings, somebody, Alfred Williams. Somebody needs to step up in the running game. And on defense, I think they have a lot of holes. You don't know what you're going to get out of Pierre Paul this year. He came back from the injury on his hand. He played decent, but he didn't play the normal Pierre Paul game, but he had an injury. And Eli Apple.
Self-inflicted
wrong, but hey, you know, things happen. You know, you and Leon Hall on the other side. You add Oliver Vernon. He is a good defensive end. He comes from Miami, and he has been improving in the league, but I just don't see the Giants' defense needs to step up. We need that old defense of the Giants to step up like when they had back in the early 2000s, when the year they beat the Patriots for the Super Bowl. They need a defense like that, a good defensive line. The cornerbacks were kind of iffy, but they had a good enough defensive line. That's the only way I see the Giants doing something this year. As far as record, I got them maybe 9-7. At best, 10-6.
Man, they 8-8.
Eight and eight, huh?
8-8. They don't even come close to winning the division. I just don't trust Eli Manning. I don't trust their running game. I don't trust their secondary. No, I don't trust their
defense. No, they need some rebuilding in the secondary. Like I said, they need help on defense. We're gonna see what the defense gives you. They tried to fill a couple holes on defensive line. Let's see what the defensive line going to do.
They got a rookie, Eli Apple. Could be good.
Could be good, but you never know.
His mom is a great Twitter follower. If you don't follow Eli Apple mom on Twitter, I'm telling you guys, she's a great follower. She's a great woman. She's very funny. She keeps it light. But, yeah, man, I don't trust. I just don't trust the Giants. I know that's
they still got Dominic Camardi, Rogers Camardi on. I mean, you know, he's not slow. I mean, I think they're gonna be. He's not slow. I mean, no, he's not the player he was when he was in Arizona, but he's not slow. You just can't just throw it at him all the time. You know, I mean, they got some decent players on defense. They just need to play up to their ability. Linebacker core, though, I really don't know. I really don't know. We just going to have to see what we're going to get in our linebacker.
Overall,
though, man, 9-7, 10-6, man. That's why I see the Giants this year.
8-8. All right, Vance, now, you know where we got to go? We got to move to my Washington Redskins. Woo! Man, yo. Shout out to the Washington team. I don't mean to disrespect the Indians by calling them Redskins. The team in Washington, man. I said I won't call them that name no more. I don't want to disrespect any other ethnic group. as much as we've been disrespected. And the Washington team, man, they just got a center from New England. So Stewart, I'm hoping I'm getting the name right. Then we added some pieces. We got it together. I don't understand about the quarterback situation. You know, we got Josh Norman, lockdown corner. We heard he a lockdown corner, but all I've heard during training camp is that Deshaun Jackson was lighting that ass up. And then Pierre Garçon said, "Let me get a piece of him. Let me get a piece of him, Deshaun." And Pierre Garçon been lighting his ass up in training camp, like videos all on Washington page about watching preseason practice. And I'm telling you, Josh Norman, he better show up come regular season. We ain't give you $70 million for nothing, $70-something million for nothing. You better show up and show out, cause the first couple games, man. Let's break down the schedule for the Redskins, who Josh Norman get to see. And I don't mean to come at you, Josh. I ain't coming at you. I'm just saying, you got to see Antonio Brown week one, Van. Dez Bryant week two. Odell Beckham week three. He's gonna get tested early now, man.
I mean, he's gonna have to put his money where his mouth is. I mean, he's been saying he's a shutdown corner, he's one of the best corner in the NFL. He's gonna get a chance to prove it. I mean, but you know, one thing I do like about Josh Norman, he has no back down in him. That's one thing I do like about him. I mean, you can say he was a system cornerback from Carolina. He say not. He say he's one of the best. The thing I would worry about, and I'm not sold on with Washington, is their quarterback position. Kirk Cousins, I think Kirk Cousins is marginal at best. An 8-8 quarterback. He'll get you some wins, and he'll make you lose a couple of games, too. I mean, they got Deshaun Jackson. Oh, I like Josh Dotson they got from Baylor. I thought I liked their pickup. They had adding another speedster on the end, wide receiver. But running back, Matt Jones,
got Jordan Reed
from Florida.
Got Jordan Reed.
Yeah, they got Jordan Reed, but running back, they really don't have no running game. Let Alfred Morris go to the Dallas Cowboys.
They got Matt Jones. I think they think Matt Jones.
Yeah, but
is
Matt, I really don't think Matt Jones is an every down back. And behind Matt Jones, they have nothing on defense. What do they have? They have D'Angelo Hall. They got Josh Norman. Yeah, Josh Norman.
Kerrigan.
I mean, you talking about marginal player though. What has Kerrigan done? I mean, is he a big time?
Yeah.
Is he a star? Is he a good defensive lineman, or is he a great defensive lineman, or is he just average? I mean, I really don't know. I can't really, you know, Kerrigan hadn't really done that much to me. You got Junior Gallette, but he stayed hurt so much, and probably hurt now. Now I like Keith Marshall, but he stays hurt a lot. You know, he's a running back that they picked up. I just don't see Washington doing anything this year. I see them going 8-8, 7-9.
Yeah, I don't. They may be 7-9. I don't trust Jake Rutten. Never have, never will. I mean, he was a decent offensive coordinator. Some people just meant to be offensive coordinator. But the only reason they won the division is because Dallas got hurt. And I'm a big believer in Dallas been running this division for a very long time. My Redskins, that Washington team came up a couple of times and done well in spots. But in spots, that team has done well in spots. But overall, nah, they ain't better. They ain't even close to Dallas. They ain't close. Yeah, you got some pieces. Yeah, we got Matt Jones. Yeah, we got Jordan Reed. We got Josh Norman. We don't know what Josh Norman is. Like, we know he played good in that system where that defense was elite. That front four in Carolina, and they had a good rotation with players, was elite. That linebacking core, elite.
Was great.
Well, elite with that team. The scheme, the whole thing was elite. The whole defense was elite. But, you know, they couldn't pull it off in the Super Bowl. But, no, I don't trust the Redskins, and we're going to find out about Kirk Cousins soon enough. Whether that $21 million, that he's betting on himself, that $21 million, is a safe bet or a bad bet? Is he a star or is he a backup? But you got to give him respect where respect's due. They made the playoffs last year. But we'll see what happens this year, man. I'm not keen to losing, but I honestly feel we about to start losing.
I mean, yeah, they made the playoffs last year because most of the players from Dallas got hurt last year. You said that earlier. A lot of players on Dallas team got hurt. So, I mean, making the playoffs, they backed into the playoffs like, you know, some people say. I mean, it ain't like they won.
But the game
out.
I got circled, the game I got circled, October 2nd, in D.C., RG3, come back. And we'll see if Jake Rubin was right about RG3, if he's all right. Or is he the real deal? Because we're going to find out early about RG3 and Kirk Cousins. Because, man, Pittsburgh, Dallas, Giants, Cleveland, like, those are, I mean, excluding Cleveland, those first three, those are some hitters, man. Those teams going to come at you because they got to get out to a great start. Those are big-time franchises, and they can't get out to an 0-2 or 1-2 start without people getting on their head. So you're going to see the best out of Pittsburgh, best out of Dallas, best out of Giants, first three games. If you go down 0-3 going against RG3, you're going to hear it, Kirk Cousins. Oh, my God, you're going to hear it that week. You hear me?
Don't be surprised if they go 0-4.
And don't go in there 0-3 and Cleveland come in there 3-0. You're going to hear it. Then
smack you.
And that's when And then that's when the wheels going to start coming out. Then everybody going to have to hit another reset button, another coach, another offensive coordinator, because that's what keeps happening.
Another quarterback.
Because Jason Campbell couldn't get right because we kept changing coaches, kept changing offensive coordinators. When you keep changing coaches and offensive coordinators, for people who know this, you change the language of the offense. He has to learn a whole new language. Basically, it's him learning. He went from Portuguese. No, we ain't going to learn Portuguese this year. We're going to learn French. No, we ain't going to learn French this year. We're going to learn Mandarin. No, we ain't going to learn Mandarin. We're going to learn Hindu. You know what I'm saying? Jason Campbell never got a fair shot. He got a fair shot at quarterback, but he never got a fair shot to succeed in the NFL because the Redskins just couldn't keep a head coach. But Daniel Snyder is a complete asshole. That's it. He wants this instant win. He don't want to build a program. He thinks his money can just keep buying wins. Money don't buy you wins. Scouting. Infrastructure. Things that will help you. You don't need yes men around you. You need people who can help you build a great organization for the long haul. A great foundation is a great thing to have. And right now, they ain't got it. They ain't got it at all.
So what you got them going?
7-9. I thought about that.
So you got Washington Redskins going 7-9 this year.
Yeah, they ain't gonna make a call.
Well, I got them about 7-9, 6-10.
That's
why I see Washington.
And I hate to say it, but I mean that's what it is. Right now, I just don't see it for my team, man. I just don't see it. So, all right, man, we done broke down Washington now. The cream of the crop, the cream de la creme, the Dallas Cowboys, the rival, the team I just like, nah, I don't hate them more than I hate the Celtics. But they're up there. They're up there. Never like Dallas. Never will. But that, man, Dallas, man, they got a pretty good schedule coming out, man. And they, man, let me tell you all the sucky teams Dallas about to play. And I'm gonna name them in this order: Chicago, because we don't know where they're going. San Francisco, Cleveland, Philly, because we all know they're in shambles. Detroit, and then Philly again. I'm skipping over teams, but I'm telling you the teams that Dallas should. Dallas should win the first three games. They play the Giants, Washington, and Chicago. And then they play San Francisco. They should win the first four. Dallas should be 4-0. Then they play Cincinnati. May lose, may win. Then they play Green Bay. Just say lose. Bye week. Then they play Philly. Win. And if Cleveland's still sucking in November, or RG3 and about that team around, they should be losing. But that's two losses. Then they play Pittsburgh. I'm going to say that's a loss. Then you play Baltimore, Washington again, Minnesota, Giants, Tampa Bay, Detroit, and Philly. Man, Dallas may win 13 or 14 games this season.
Well, you know, I got Dallas about the same, about 13, 14 games this year. I mean, I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan. You know, really, I hate Dallas. I've always hated Dallas. I never liked Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, never liked none of them. But you got to get credit where credit due. If they can stay healthy, Tony Romo can stay healthy, Dallas has the offensive line. They have the receivers. They have the receiver, and Dez Bryant. They have, you know, a decent receiver, William, on the other end. They got Jason Witt. And even the way that Dallas has been playing this preseason, even if Tony Romo get hurt, if Dak Prescott plays the way he's been playing in his preseason, they got Prescott. I mean, Dallas has a lot. They have players that people passed on, like Randy Gregory. I mean, I've looked for him to have a big year this year. You got in running back position, they got Ezekiel Elliott. If Ezekiel Elliott don't work out, they got Alfred Morris, and they still got Darren McFadden.
Alfred Morris has been cooking this preseason so far. He's been cooking, knocking it out the park, doing his little hall running then. Man, I'm telling you, man, that offensive line ain't nothing to play with. Dallas has one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and I'm telling you.
Probably
it is a beauty to watch them block. It is art, especially when the running back breaks for 20 or 30 yards. Because you know they open that hole wide. Man, Trent Richardson can find a hole on that team and score a touchdown.
Man, I don't want to go that far. Trent Richardson, come on now. I'm not going to back up. Trent Richardson is a good running back.
A good college
running back. I still think he'll be a good running back. He just hasn't been in the right setting.
Go to Dallas and let that line block for you. You should be able to find a hole.
1,000-yard back guaranteed. I think he'll be 1,000-yard back. If Dallas, only thing I can say about Dallas, and I'm worried about it for them, he's a linebacker core. I mean, Lalonde McClain, I think he's going to be suspended for a couple of games this year. I mean, you got Sean Lee coming back from injury. You don't know how he is. I mean, on the field, Sean Lee is one of the best linebackers in the NFL, but he stays hurt so much, concussion and other injuries. At the cornerback position, you got Lando Scandrick coming back. You don't know how he's going to be. You got a lot of questions on defense, man. But if the defense plays halfway good, they're going to score points. We do know that. Dallas is going to score points. The offensive line on block. They got three good running backs. They got some good wide receivers. They got one of the best wide receivers in the game, Dez Bryant. I know I say I'm not a Dallas Cowboy fan, but I sure sound like one right now. But, you know.
Dez Bryant is good.
Yeah, they just got a good team, man. Like I said, and even if the backup been playing, I think, like I said, Dak Prescott, over his preseason, he's 22-27, 338 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Defense are being pretty bland. But
I mean,
if every backup quarterback could do it, they will all do it. So I give
That's
him
right.
credit where credit's due. He is understanding the basics of that team and what they want him to throw and what they need him to do. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. But let's just pump the brakes on Prescott at this moment and just enjoy the fact that he's having a good time in his preseason and he's from the SEC and he went to Mississippi State. I think that's what you want to
let's
put
just
out
say
there.
I really wasn't putting it out there now. Yeah. SEC Mississippi State is in his past, but he did say in his comments that, you know, his college playbook, they run the same plays right now. I mean, so that means the SEC and Mississippi State got him ready for the pros. I mean, quarterback can say that they run the same plays right now that he ran in college. So he's familiar with the system. That's why he's playing so good. How many people can say that? I'm just saying, he still got to get out there and throw the ball.
Let's still keep drumming up this Mississippi State thing. Let's get it out the system. Come on, let it out.
Well, you know, I can jump a Mississippi State.
Let
all
it
night.
Out about State.
No, but
let
you
it
know,
out about State.
I'm not for here. We talk about Dallas Cowboys.
But we're going to get this State thing.
We talking about Dallas Cowboys right now. And all I say is that, you know, he's showing that he did learn something. That, you know, it just was, you know, I also ran school. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I got them going 13-4, 8-12-5. That's what I got them going. But they are going to win the division. They are the cream of the crop in the East. As a matter of fact, they might be the best team in the NFC. I know I'm going
you
way out
there
because
you
got Cal.
It's only 16 weeks. Only 16 games. You say 13-4. Where the extra game come in?
Oh, well, I had the game. That means I had the playoff game.
Yeah,
you
man,
know what I'm talking about.
But, man, listen, I agree with you. Dallas is the best team in the division. I mean, I don't know who the second best team is in the division, though. The division used to be so elite. It used to be such a battle. But we don't know where the Giants are headed. We don't know where Philly's headed, man. We kind of know where Washington's headed, but we're not sure about the quarterback. It's the only team that is stable in that division. It's like dating a member. Let me get this group right. Dallas isn't the NFC East ain't Destiny's Child. Well, yeah, it is Destiny's Child. I hate to say this. Dallas is Beyonce.
Oh wow.
Latoya Lockett is the Eagle.
Latoya Lockett is the Giant.
Yeah. The Giant. You like her. You like her. You like, hey, man, you know, it's a little flashy. She's really hot. But you just don't know. The other girl with the red hair, I keep forgetting her name. She the Eagle, the one that left the group originally. She the Eagle. You like the Eagle, you think, oh, the Eagle's nice, man. I like their uniform. And they just ain't going to get you nowhere. You ain't no Super Bowl. They got horrible fans. And then you got Kelly.
They got fans who want to see a winning team. They don't have horrible fans.
That's why she's still in Houston. But then you got Kelly Rowland. She DC all day. Chocolate City. You see what I did there? Kelly Rowland, dark skin, Chocolate City. That's how I did that?
Yeah, we got it.
Chocolate City, man. Chocolate City been waiting for a long time. And Kelly Rowland, man, you know, she can hang out with Beyonce. They can have Thanksgiving together. You saw what I did there, Dallas Cowboys, Indian Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Saw that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure, man. You watch my play of words. Man. I'm pretty good at this time. So you know, we got Kelly Rowland, Beyonce on Thanksgiving hanging out. Good time. Don't fight. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing to say the NFC, when it was together, when it was all one and going at it, and bills, can you pay my bills and all that? Oh, man, it was a beautiful thing. But once they separated, and some of them got horrible, and they disbanded, only one left remained standing, the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I think the Giants are on the uptick. I think, you know, maybe not this year, but next year, if they give them defensive players, I think they're going to be right there with the Cowboys. I don't think they're that far off. I mean, Romo compared to Eli, I mean, you take your pick. I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of them. All right, Romo is an injury prone. Eli throws a lot of interceptions. But when the big game comes, Eli does show up. I give him that. He does show up in the big game. We can't say the same about Romo. So, I mean, you take your pick. So I think, Dallas is the best team. They are the best team. And I do see them winning 12, 13 games this year. But I don't see the Giants being that
14.
Far from them.
They that good.
We'll see.
They'll be that good this season. All right, man. We're done with the NFL preview. Vance, next up, man, we got to get you a Twitter handle. Man, we've been talking about this Twitter handle for a while. We gotta get you update, man. We can't have you out here. Not on Twitter, man. You hear me?
I hear you.
So we're going to get you a Twitter handle. Next show, we're going to figure it out. going to start the show with that, and then we're going to do the NFL preview. And we're going to do the show tomorrow night too, man. We got to keep pumping out these NFL previews so we can get to the basketball preview, because basketball season always there, and that's what we talk about the most. But we still going to rock with y'all with football. We still going to continue to love. So, hey, tell your friends about us. Follow me on Twitter. Sloan, U, S, L, O, A, N, U, the letter U. Not spelled out U, just the letter U. And follow Vince when we get his Twitter handle. Peace and love. We'll holler at y'all later.